Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Last week I talked about this Karen Reed trial. They have a documentary, five parts, on Max right now. The second trial, because that one ended in a mistrial, begins tomorrow in Boston with jury selection. And Paul Morrow, who is one of our great contributors, you see him on Fox all the time, is very dialed into that. So you're going to love some of this when we get to Paul on, because it is a crazy case. Frank Cusumano with us this afternoon. Everybody's hot right now. Where do we start? Battlehawks, the Blues, the Cardinals. Everyone's so good right now. There's nothing to complain about, Frank.
It is awesome. Let's lead with the Blues. Here's how great it is to be a Blues executive right now. You can either talk about your 9-game winning streak and about to nail down a playoff spot, or you could talk about Jimmy Snuggerud, the 20-year-old phenom from the University of Minnesota, who may win the Hobie Baker Award as the College Player of the Year, joining the troops today and at practice, and from all reports, looking like $1 million. So the future, I mean, think about this. Snuggerud, 20. Dalibor Dvorsky, 19. Zach Bolduc, 22. Neighbors, 23. Holloway, 23. Even like Robert Thomas is 25. Jordan Kyrou is 26. So the present is good. The future is even better.
All right. Talk about this stretch and what needs to still be accomplished to secure this playoff berth. You have the Red Wings tomorrow. The Penguins are in town on Thursday. The Avalanche on Saturday. So you got, am I reading this right? Are three home games in a row here?
Yes. And the Blues lately at home have been just gold. So as we speak, Mark, the Blues have played 75 games. They have 87 points. The Wild, who they're competing for that first playoff spot, have 87 points, but they've played one fewer game. And in terms of the Canucks, they are now 6 points behind the Blues. So, and I got to tell you, Mark, think about this, too, is that, you know, they could end up with more points than the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, even Colorado is not out of the picture right now, the Blues catching them. So it looks great.
It's crazy. That's awesome. And then on the Cardinals front, I mean, come on. We all kind of knew it was going to be a red-hot start like this, right?
Oh, yeah. We predicted it all off-season long. That's such a good vibe about the squad.
But, dude, that was a great. I mean, look, not only did they win three games, but they did it very convincingly, and they looked good playing baseball.
Yeah, and, you know, like, the one guy that I'm really locked in on is Lars Nootbaar. And I don't think anybody ever doubted his ability. We just doubted, could he ever stay on the field? Could he ever have a season where he plays 140 games or something? Well, he's reached base in 8 of his 12 plate appearances. So, you know, at the top of the order, this guy drawing walks and hitting with some pop, that's scary. And then how about a guy like Nolan Gorman? This is how good the lineup is. Nolan Gorman gets a start yesterday, and he goes 3-for-3 with a 409-foot home run. Well, he can't play today because the Angels are throwing a lefty. I mean, that's how Ollie's got options, and most of them are good right now.
So let's talk about the Angels. You got one of the best players in Major League history that will be on the field with the Angels tonight, Mike Trout. And I saw somebody blast out, maybe it was Derek Gould or somebody else, maybe it wasn't Derek, like the top 20 or 30 jerseys that people are buying. There were no St. Louis Cardinals, and Mike Trout was not even on that list.
You know, it used to be kind of like a condemnation of baseball in that the best player in the world, Mike Trout, could go to like a grocery store and nobody would know who the heck he is. Part of it is his demeanor. Part of it, he plays on a bad team. And part of it's because he's been injured. But when he's right, make no mistakes, he's Mickey Mantle. I mean, he's got a .410 on base percentage. Very few players in the history of the game have ever combined that power and that speed.
So we were talking about the NCAA tournament earlier, all four number one seeds. I mean, look, those games were not even, outside of the Texas Tech-Florida game, they were not even that compelling this weekend, which is kind of shocking, Frank.
Yeah, it's the first time it's happened since, I believe, at 2008 that the four number ones are in, and that also happened, strangely enough, in the city of San Antonio. I think it's going to actually be good for the ratings. Like, you know, underdogs and Cinderella stories are kind of like maybe the uncle at one of your gatherings that it's okay for a little bit, but then you kind of want it to end. And so I don't mind the Cinderella in the first couple of rounds, but when we get to the Final Four, we want the heavyweights, and man, we're going to see some superstars.
Yeah.
I mean, the two player of the year candidates, Duke's going to trot out, you know, four number one draft choices on their roster. It's going to be a battle of the heavyweights.
Well, what would you say on the topic of battles about the Battle Hawks? Because, you know, Fox heavily promoted that last week. I didn't pay any attention. I'm an NFL guy. I don't really get it, but there's a lot of excitement that has remained around St. Louis, and they're off to a really good start.
Well, there's no doubt there's excitement in St. Louis, and there's no doubt we're going to draw the biggest crowds. I just get a little afraid when I see the game and it looks like a high school game at a dome in terms of attendance. Not at our place, because we're going to rock and roll this weekend, but I just wish the other teams would draw a little better so we could have a great league.
Hey, on that topic, I brought this up at the beginning of the show, and we all want great things for the Cardinals, and they ended up selling out, you know, the home opener. But yesterday's crowd was bleak, and I know the weather played a role, and it's, you know, the first weekend of the season, but wow, there were entire sections that had nobody.
Yeah, now that could all change if they keep winning. And I will say this, City SC had a really good crowd yesterday. I think the weather had something to do with it, and people just didn't think they'd get out of the gates like this.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens, and this will be an interesting week. But, Frank, thanks a lot. We'll talk on Friday afternoon. I appreciate it.
St. Mary Magdalene, right?
We will be at St. Mary Magdalene. You think you might be able to be at that one in person?
I'm going to try to stop by. That's pretty close to the house. Maybe I'll bring Jeff Drew with me.
Yep, bring the king. We'll see you on Friday. Thank you, Frank.
Love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. St. Mary Magdalene this Friday, second to last stop, Ott's Tavern in Millstadt, Illinois. On the 11th, we have two more stops on Fish Fry Fridays. We had a great visit with all the folks at Queen of All Saints on Friday. And this has been, I can't believe we're almost through this.
I know.
We're on the closing side of everything right now. Dave Strom, associate editor with HotAir.com, coming up after the top of the hour. And then I'm very excited to talk with Paul Morrow about this Karen Reed case. And one of the things that I said after watching the documentary, and we'll see if Paul agrees, is to me, there's some similarities between the documentary Making a Murder about Stephen Avery in Wisconsin. And I've, you know, mentioned I was up there when his first trial took place. And then I know a lot of the people who covered the second trial. And that guy could not be more guilty. But the movie, the documentary, made it feel like, oh, maybe he didn't do it. Well, he did it. In this particular case, I think she did it. Okay.
Now, but explain what it is.
Okay, she's accused of running over her Boston police officer boyfriend with her car, like rear-ending him in a snowstorm, leaving him for dead.
Oh my goodness.
The problem is that this case is so crazy. There's ample reasonable doubt just based on some of the activity of the other participants. So we'll see what Paul has to say, because again, the TV version of a trial and the real trial, sometimes two different things.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.